I would like you to turn into Jeremiah chapter 17, and I'm just going to look at two verses. I have three thoughts. They're great reminders for each one of us, great challenges, actually. Reminders, because it is so much the way we can get into trouble when we don't obey God's word. Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 9 and 10. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doing. I can't help but think of another verse in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, which says, "Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks." The first truth, devotional thought that I see from this is in that first question, in the first verse, the ninth verse. You notice it ends in a question. The question is being asked, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Which one of us can know our heart? What's the answer to that? Nobody can. He answers it right after that. So don't try to judge your own heart. It's an important reminder of how serious the problem is if that's the direction you go. Don't judge your own heart. The Bible says a lot about the heart. If you were to walk through the Bible, starting pretty close to the beginning, the fifth book of the Bible is Deuteronomy 26. It's Deuteronomy, the fifth book. And in the 26th chapter, the 16th verse, it says, "This day the Lord your God command you to observe these statutes and judgments. Therefore you shall be careful to observe them with all your heart, with all your soul." It's an interesting truth to keep reminding ourselves that when it talks about the heart in the Word of God, it's talking about your very being. It is the seat of all of your emotion. It is a word that is used not to talk about the organ that pumps blood around us, which we have now become, because of our biology teaching and lessons, we think of the heart, we think of this organ that is so vital for life, physical life. But in the Word of God, when it's talking about the word heart, it is talking about your very core, who you are. And it says, be very careful. Don't judge your own heart. Or don't. Many, many people say, well, I didn't mean to do that. I'm really a good person. That's a judge in your own heart when you say that. And guess what it's a judgment of? It's a judgment you don't understand the Word of God. The Word of God doesn't say you are a good person. The Word of God says you are a sinner. And your heart is desperately wicked. And without the intervention of God Himself, there's serious, serious trouble. The second truth is, notice who should care for your heart. What should you do about this problem of a heart that is desperately wicked? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways. You know, when I read a verse like that, I am reminded how that I am so dependent on God. It is a reminder that I need to turn my heart over to the Lord. One of the biggest battles of humanity is the battle to hold on to everything for ourselves. It is ourselves wanting to control who we do, you know, what we do, when we do it, and all of this, control our own plans, our destinies, when in fact, Scripture says, be careful. You should not be trusting your own heart. If you have your heart's desire to do this, be cautious. And make sure you bring it under the authority of God Himself. That's literally what he is saying. Look at verse 10. I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind. He demands that we see his sovereignty in this. Or, Lord, help us. What can happen? Many, many people that even seem to be very good have drifted a long ways into very wicked and evil things. Rebellion against God, which is the number one thing to be wicked, number one way to be wicked. But from a devotional thought is the last part of this. What does it say if we are not to be judging our own heart? That's clearly, it says we can't see our heart, we can't know our heart. And number says, it says we turn it over to the Lord, he will search our heart and he'll test us. But then he tells us how he is going to judge. This is very helpful to me, personally. He tells me how I can determine what's going on and whether I'm all right in my heart. That's what he says at the end of this. Even to give every man according to his ways. He's judging according to their ways. According to the fruit of his doing. Oh, that's insightful. He is telling us that our behavior is a tremendous indicator of our heart. It can be deceptive, there's no question about it. People can fake walking right and doing right. But when we're talking about ourselves now, we know. We can look at our life and say, are we doing what honors God? That's why I put it with this other book, verse in Matthew. I recognize so much. Now, I have been over 3 decades, over 30 years I've known the Lord. Before I was saved, I was a business person who was successful in business, but I was successful in a construction industry. You know, and that ought to give you a little clue for the way we talked in our midst. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even 30 years ago, the language was filthy, to be very honest with you. And working in that environment, I did not have the best of language. I remember coming across this verse and saying, whoa. I remember how convicted I was as a believer. Whoa. I really need to get a handle on what I say. And now I recognize what a tremendous signal it is. I can say that I cannot remember chronologically the last time I used profanity. But I can tell you that I can remember a couple times where the thought came to my mind. Do you understand what I'm saying? Praise God that the Lord had allowed me to grow in maturity so that I didn't use the profanity, but it came to my mind. But what also came to my mind instantaneously was this verse. That it was a indication of what was going on in my heart. And even though it was struggles with things that were not right, interacting, the last time it happened, it was interacting with someone who was just acting foolishly and wrong, and it really upset me that they would do this. But it was such a blessing that God used the Word of God to convict you, and my mind started to crank in a way that I knew was an indication of my heart, and I repented. It no longer was an issue of helping the other individual. It was an issue of making sure I stood properly before the throne. So is our behavior. Scripture is saying in those two verses, Jeremiah chapter 17, 9 and 10, and in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, this is the true statement. Our behavior and our vocabulary is a definite signal of what's going on in our heart. If your behavior and your vocabulary is right, that is a very good sign. But I recognize that can be faked. But when it is wrong, may signals go off in your mind saying, no, my heart is wrong. It is not The worst part of bad behavior and bad language is not the bad behavior and the bad language. It's that your heart is turned away from God. And therefore, Scripture has an answer. Confess your sin. Confess your sin. And He will forgive you your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. One of the things I know about athletics, I also know about people that fly, high-performance airplanes, our jet aircraft, you know, those million-dollar fighter jets. They repeat their activity over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Why do they do that? So in those split seconds when you really don't have time to rationalize it, you respond automatically the way you have been repeating things. Therefore, each one of us ought to purpose to make sure our behavior is honoring to God at all times. And that becomes the pattern of our life. The same with our vocabulary. The number one key in both of those is that it manifests the great commandment. It demonstrates how much we love God and we love our neighbors as ourselves. Because we are to purpose to do whatever word or thought or deed we do to bring glory to Him. Isn't that a beautiful devotional truth in the middle of the week? Here's some practical questions. If you think about the last 24 hours, has there been any behavior that was unbefitting of Christ? Was there any words or thoughts that were unbefitting of someone who claims to know Jesus? We should be evaluating our life constantly and always purposing to draw closer to Him. Amen?